From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. After years of turning back Americans with drunken driving and other misdemeanor convictions, Canadian border officials are about to relax their entry restrictions. The move, which began the 1st of March, should prevent many hunters, anglers, and other tourists heading to Canada from being rejected at the border when officials discover a single DWI or other misdemeanor on their records. Thousands of Americans, including many Minnesotans, have been snared by the increase in border security in recent years. But the changes won't apply to those with multiple convictions or more serious offenses. At issue for Americans is that drunken driving is a felony in Canada, while a single offense here often is a misdemeanor. Canadian tourism industry officials say the tightened border restrictions have resulted in thousands of American customers being turned away at the border, resulting in the loss of millions of dollars in revenue. It was the Canadian tourism industry's continued pressure on their government that led Citizenship and Immigration Canada to develop the new policy, which began Thursday. Under it, people with one minor conviction can get a free temporary resident permit to enter Canada. Previously, obtaining that permit was a lengthy, costly process. Minnesota's first wolf hunting season would open at the same time as the state's main firearms deer season under a broad policy bill a Minnesota House committee considered this week. The main game and fish bill of the season was sponsored by Representative Tom Hackbarth. The Republican from Cedar said this week it will be mostly similar to what the Department of Natural Resources has proposed, but he says his version would run the wolf season concurrently with the deer season, instead of later as the DNR proposed. And he says wolf hunting and trapping license fees would be $26. That's the same as a deer license instead of the $50 that the agency has recommended. The House Environment, Energy, and Natural Resources Committee held a hearing on the bill Thursday. The U.S. Supreme Court refused on Monday to order emergency measures that might prevent Asian carp from reaching the Great Lakes, despite a warning that the exotic fish pose a dire threat to the region's environment and economy. Michigan and four neighboring states, including Minnesota and Wisconsin, wanted the Army Corps of Engineers to install nets in two Chicago-area rivers and to expedite a study of permanent steps to head off invasion by bighead and silver carp. They've advanced up the Mississippi River and its tributaries to within 55 miles of Lake Michigan. Scientists say that if the large, prolific carp spread widely in the lakes, they could starve out native species and devastate the $7 billion fishing industry. The justice's ruling, which was issued without comment, was their fourth rejection of pleas by the states for interim steps, including closure of navigational locks in the Chicago waterways, while their lawsuit against the Corps is pending in a federal district court. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania have joined Michigan in demanding faster action against the carp, which eat vast amounts of tiny plants and animals at the base of the food chain. The Corps of Engineers says it will complete in 2015 a study of ways to prevent migration of fish and other species between the Great Lakes and Mississippi watersheds. The five states and environmental groups say that's not quick enough because it could take many additional years to carry out the study's recommendations. After redistricting plans were announced for Minnesota legislative districts last week, Two Harbors found itself without State Representative David Dill. Dill has represented Two Harbors since 2002. Instead, they will be in a new House District 3B, which DFL Representative Mary Murphy will represent if she wins re-election this fall. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.